Hi, my name is Daniel Garber, and I review movies each Friday morning for CulturalMining.com and Take 5. Today, I'm going to talk about coming-of-age stories and review some movies playing now or coming soon, and also mention some other movies you might want to catch. Coming-of-age themes have been around for a long time, but they're still popular. You probably know all about this, but it's the old story of a young man who rebels or is faced with a dilemma or an unrequited love or an opponent or a hard-to-reach goal that he eventually overcomes, or not, but ends up somehow learning from it and growing up a bit. Think of movies ranging from Breaking Away, Old Yeller, to The Apprenticeship of Dirty Kravitz, The Outsiders, and Lean on Me, to more recent ones like L.I.E., Igby Goes Down, or even Percy Jackson and the Olympians, which just opened. These kind of movies are fun to watch because you experience the new discoveries, fresh views, the adventures that the hero goes through for the first time, as opposed to a slice of life movie where everything's the same. Well, coming-of-age stories have been talked about a lot over the past year, mainly because of the death of two of the most famous proponents of that theme. I mean, of course, the late J.D. Salinger, who wrote Catcher in the Rye, and the director and writer John Hughes, known for his teen comedies in the 80s. Catcher in the Rye's Holden Caulfield is a rebellious, troubled teenager who runs away from a boarding school to get away from all the phoniness, cliquishness, and superficiality he saw there. Lots of people were moved by this novel. Many said it changed their lives. I'm not one of those people, but I did like the novel when I read it. Some people even predict a movie version of this, now that the reclusive writer, who has always resisted that, is dead. Another kind of coming-of-age story was the hallmark of the much-loved icon of the 80s, John Hughes. There's been an outpouring of grief over the innocence of his young rebels in movies like 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, and The Breakfast Club. Well, it's always sad when people die young, and I saw all his movies and enjoyed them, but John Hughes was an awful director with a non-stop stream of terrible conservative faux rebel dreck who co-opted fake punk new wave fashions to make his nasty small-town characters seem more hip. He was unsympathetic to the nerdy characters and the outcasts and instead seemed to glorify bullying and promote conformity. Losers were not doing well in his movies, but it was their own fault. Ferris Bueller, of Hughes's iconic Ferris Bueller's Day Off, a great movie, the rich, successful, and popular teenager who decides one day, brimming with smirking entitlement, to do whatever he wants, because he can. Ferris Bueller was a Reaganish personification of U.S. exceptionalism. In the world of coming-of-age movies, I think it's fair to call John Hughes the anti-Salinger. But opposite though these archetypes may be, Holden Caulfield and Ferris Bueller do share one trait. Of course, they're both teenage boys, not girls. You see, coming-of-age stories about young women are a much rarer breed, possibly because there are so few female directors. So let me talk now about two current movies, female coming-of-age movies. An Education by Danish director Lone Scherfig tells the story of Jenny, a schoolgirl in the early 60s whose father wants her to go to Oxford. That's her only goal. She's 16, smart, pretty, and middle class, but longs for the great things in life. She meets a much older man, David. He's a bit predatory, sleazy, a bit louche. But to Jenny, he's glamorous and important with jaded friends who take her on cultural adventures away from her suburban town. He's going to take her away, take her to Paris. Eventually, reality sets in and she's forced to deal with unanticipated problems and twists. This is a very enjoyable movie with a good story based on a British writer's memoirs and great acting, especially Carey Mulligan as Jenny, and has been nominated for a number of Academy Awards. The only problem is that it's a little too soft and fluffy and nice, and even its touches of bitter reality seem tinged with more nostalgia than grit. I kept expecting Hugh Grant to poke his head into a scene and say, "Oh, sorry, wrong picture." It just had that feel to it. But it's a good movie anyway. Another British coming-of-age drama is Fish Tank, directed by Andrea Arnold, which opens today. Mia is a 15-year-old street-smart and tough-as-nails high school dropout who lives with her mother and little sister in a high-rise council flat. She has an unspoken sense of justice. Punish the bad, help the needy, free the enslaved. But her hobbies seem to be drinking, smoking, shouting, fighting, stealing little things, pilfering through wallets, and practicing her hip-hop dancing. She wants to be a professional dancer. She can find her way unseen through vacant lots and empty apartments, but she's still strangely naive about how people get along in the real world. Her mother's Irish boyfriend, Connor, acts like a young father to her and her little sister, but then she sees him half-dressed one day. The familial structure begins to crumble when all of their roles silently adjust themselves. Early in the movie, Connor drives his new family out to a hidden piece of land. Mia follows him into a pond where her mother stands disapprovingly on the shore. He reaches into the water and pulls out a trusting fish with his bare hands, just like that. Then he pierces it with a skewer. The movie's full of unforgettable scenes like that that carry the story along. In fact, all the scenes are unforgettable. This is a great movie with a terrific cast, especially the staggeringly good Katie Jarvis as Mia in her first acting role, and Michael Fassbender, who played IRA prisoner Bobby Sands in the movie Hunger, as Connor. The movie itself looks almost improvised, but it clearly follows the story, and a heart-pounding, tense, unpredictable but engrossing story it is. Shocking. Beautifully shot, this movie just blew me away. Also opening today is The Most Dangerous Man in America. Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers, directed by Judy Ehrlich and Rick Goldsmith. This is a fascinating documentary biography of Daniel Ellsberg's life based on his own book and the role he played both in the escalating of the Vietnam War in the 60s and helping to end the war in the 70s. Ellsberg was a high-ranked Ivy League policy wonk, a Harvard Golden Boy, in the U.S. Defense Department, who worked for the RAND Corporation in the 60s. He admits that his research helped fuel the deceptions that led to the Gulf of Tonkin incident, where the U.S. falsely claimed a ship was attacked by missiles from North Vietnam. Partly through the influence of his wife, eventually his disgust with U.S. policy led him to attempt to reverse the tide. Ellsberg decided to smuggle thousands of pages of secret documents. These came to be known as the Pentagon Papers after the sprawling U.S. defense building. In a long and very complicated cloak and dagger scheme, he wanted to release these documents to Congress or the media. So Ellsberg ended up being a key player in ending the Vietnam War, and ironically, one of the reasons Nixon started his own Dirty Tricks campaign, which led to the Watergate scandal and the fall of his government. You could say Daniel Ellsberg's story is the coming of age of the entire baby boom generation of the 1960s. The film, which uses contemporary TV clips, audio conversations from Nixon's secret tapes, reenacted scenes, and new interviews with many of the key players both from Nixon's administration, including John Dean, and the people on Ellsberg's side, is a flawlessly researched look at the man Nixon labeled the most dangerous man in America. I recommend this documentary to anyone interested in the history and politics of that period. Just to review, I talked about two British coming-of-age movies, An Education, now playing, check your listings, and Fish Tank, opening today, and a documentary about Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers called The Most Dangerous Man in America, also opening today. This is Daniel Garber at the movies, every Friday on Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.